On today's Eagles update presented by Ticketmaster, the team returned from its mini bye after defeating the Carolina Panthers to get to 5-1 on the season. It's a nice place to be, but the team is not getting ahead of itself.
There's no days off. There's no, googly eyes from us as far as, what it can be. Just take it, one week at a time, trying to go 1-0, every week, each rep, each day, so.
The Eagles offense might get a boost with the potential return of Wendell Smallwood. The running back said he was full go in Tuesday's practice after being sidelined with a knee injury.
I believe I felt it early in the game, but I kind of didn't feel it. At the same time, I was just playing in the game, and then after that wore down, probably started feeling it, and it's like, yeah, we got a problem.
Was that after your touchdown run?
Well before that.
Yeah,
well, before
but I mean, like, was that, like, when you came out of the game, like after the touchdown run, was that kind of when?
It was well before the touchdown.
Just played through it.
Yeah, played through it and just kept going. And then later on, I felt it and the doctors checked it out.
It seems like each and every week there's a different pass catcher stepping up for the Eagles, and the players on offense like that balance.
You would think an established number one guy would come in here and say, I want the ball 10 times a game. And Alshon has been the complete opposite. He's kind of humble, or he is very humble. He's extremely quiet. So I think that's something that kind of rubs off on the rest of the guys, is just how patient he is. He doesn't force anything to it. I think it speaks volumes about who he is as a person. I think in terms of one-year guys, we got a lot of guys that are improving deals. But I think everyone knows that if you win in this league, you're going to get paid.
A key to the Eagles' four-game win streak has been the dominant play of the offensive line. It's a group that embraces Philly's blue-collar mentality.
Yeah, you always want to start fast, finish strong, you always say, and that's what we're doing every week. And as far as us up front, trying to hit guys in the mouth, in the run game and protect and not let Wentz get hit, in the backfield. So.
Make sure to check out Eagles 360 this evening, featuring a one-on-one interview with head coach Doug Peterson and Dave Spadaro. I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you all for joining us here on the Eagles Update presented by Ticketmaster. Have a great Eagles Day, everyone.